Shvias, Parakei, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah discusses produce that is grown primarily during the sixth year, prior to the seventh year, and it just now needs to be uprooted from the field on the seventh year. What's the method for doing that? The Mishnah says, Luf shel erev shvias luf, which is this kind of batzel, this kind of onion, that's really from erev shvias, shenichnas l'shvias, it's still in the ground during shvias, but it's not growing during Shemitah. It's finished its growing before. V'chein b'tzalim ha-ketzonim, also something called summer onions, which are also finished in the sixth year. V'chein pu'ah shel idis. Pu'ah shel idis is the certain type of a vegetable that would be used to dye things, and it's coming from idis, from a very good field. It just means a very good field, but again, this is all things that are permissible because they were grown in the sixth year. They just remained in the ground until the seventh year. So Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says the way you uproot them is okrin osan. You uproot them b'ma'arufo shel eitz with these rakes that are made of wood, which is an unusual way of uprooting them, and that is because Beishamai requires a shino. He requires you to do it in a different method in order to keep you. That you should not appear as somebody who's working the ground on Shemitah. However, Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel Omer, kardumos shel matochos, you can use these kardumos, these instruments that are made out of metal. Now, some understand that even though they permit using metal, which seems to be not a shinoi, not anything different than the norm, some understand that the fact that they are using kardumos instead of ma'adarim, instead of using hose, using some sort of a shovel of some sort, that itself is at least a minimal type of shinoi, just they don't require the maximum shinoi that Beis Shammai requires. Umodim, and Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel, but pua shel tzolaos, a pua, which is also the same type of dye, but it's coming from tzolaos, which there's different explanations of what tzolaos refers to, but in the common denominator between the understandings is that the pua shel tzolaos is just much harder to uproot from the ground, and therefore Beis Shammai also agrees that she'okren osa b'karduma shel matachos, that you can uproot it utilizing these utensils made out of metal.